touchdown.
Every morning.
10 times.
Not just.
Now and then, everybody.
Give
the chicken pat back to the chicken.
And don't be chicken bark again.
Bark, 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 bark.
Michigan Broadcast, Black Sheep Broadcasting Network. All right, let's go back to the phones and try to come up with some sort of idea for giving away these tickets, okay? Kelvin.
Hi.
Hi. How old are you?
I'm 13.
13. Do I do a children's program?
No.
Very good answer, Kelvin. Hang on. Leah.
Yep.
Do I do a children's program?
No.
Very good answer, Leah. Well, if I don't do children's programming, then how come I got nothing but children on hold? Someone want to answer me that? Leah.
Yep.
Meet Kelvin. Kelvin, meet Leah.
Hi. Hi.
You two sound to be you sound like you're about the same age.
Yeah.
How old are you, Kelvin?
13.
Oh, that's right. Leah's 11.
Yep.
That's about the perfect distance right there. You know, in the old West, you two would have been getting hitched and heading out on your own. Are you going to get married one day, Leah?
Probably. I don't know.
All right. How about you, Kelvin?
I hope so.
You want to be a dad?
Yep.
You want to be a mom, Leah?
I don't know.
Really? Not sure, huh? Has your mother been a good mother?
Yeah.
Yet there's something about her that has you saying, I don't know if I want to go through that. Right?
Yeah.
Looks kind of like a headache. And then there's the whole childbirth thing. The reason Kelvin's so gung-ho already is he's not going to have to do anything for childbirth. He's going to be in the other room reading People magazine.
I don't read People magazine.
Well, you don't now.
Well.
But you wait. What magazines do you like, Kelvin?
I like game magazines.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Leah, what magazines do you like?
I don't know.
What's
your... I like books.
Ah, Leah. Leah, we're on to something. Your favorite book... let me guess. Charlotte's Web.
No, when I was in, like, first grade, yeah.
Oh, I see. We're moving along. Let me guess. Harry Potter.
They're okay.
Let me guess. I'll tell you. It's holes.
Yeah, I finished that, like, a couple days ago, actually. I bought it at the school book fair, and I thought... I should read it over the summer, so, yeah.
Atta girl. Now, Kelvin, I understand you don't read any books.
I read books.
Oh, yeah?
Got finished reading the 5th Harry Potter book a couple weeks ago.
Well, how many pages are in it, Mr. Man?
870.
Very good. All right, listen. What was the book that you read before Harry?
The Downsiders.
Boy, you two. You two are something else. So, what was your idea? Let's start with Leah. Leah, what was your idea?
I was going to play my clarinet.
You're a clarinet player. You know, my brother was a clarinet player. Played for Richard Nixon in 1968 when the Cretan Marching Band was invited to Washington for the inaugural. Cold day, but he walked by Pat and Dick blowing into that old clarinet. You know much about the Cretan Band from 68?
No.
It was something. Golly, it was something. In fact, I think I have some of their music. This is what they played going by Dick and Pat. No, that wasn't it. This was.
We'll be right back.
Now, Leah, do you know the words to that song?
No, I do not.
I bet Kelvin does. Kelvin, how about it? Do you know the words to that song, Kelvin?
Nope.
That was the 1968 Creighton High School Marching Band. Well, Kelvin, what was your idea?
Well, my idea was I was going to do my impression of Yoda.
Well, I tell you what. Leah, you have your clarinet ready?
Pretty much.
All right, Kelvin's going to go into his Yoda. And right at the point that he finishes, right when he finishes, at that very second, start playing, okay?
Okay, I got to put the phone down, though.
That's all right, you put the phone... Oh, I see. Okay, I tell you what. Leah, you play the clarinet. And at the very second you stop, Kelvin, you do your Yoda, okay?
Okay.
Leah, go.
Okay.
Your tickets to the Saints game, all of them, now. Please, you give tickets to me. I'm leader of Jedi Council, yes I am.
It's interesting what children are up to these days.
Yeah.
I like checking in and seeing where you folks' heads are at. Wow. Okay, fine then. You're both going. Yipty-dipty-dipty-dipty-dipty-dipty. Pedro?
Yes, sir.
Is it Pedro or Pedro?
It's Pedro.
Pedro.
Sí, sí.
Mamá quiere que la acompañe a la tienda.
Sí, mamá quiere que la acompañe a la tienda todos los días.
Rosita's Black Party.
Oh, sí, I missed you there.
Oh. Rosita's Black Party is what I said.
That's very Mexican, a black party.
Yeah. I don't know. It was a book my kid read. What's on your mind?
So I think I have an idea. Hopefully it'll work. See, I have this friend. She's an older lady.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe she should be awake still, and maybe if you can call her. She has this morbid card.
Yeah?
Because my family lives down in Texas and Mexico, and she has a morbid card, and she wanted... If anything happened to me here, she wanted to know, and then she'd let all my relatives know. So I think it'd be a good trick if you can tell her a little story about how I got hurt, and I'm on my deathbed in your favorite hospital.
What's the word for that? Muerto?
Muerto means dead. Muerto means dead. You're right.
Yeah. And you're living on Rue Morgue Avenue when you're lost in the rain in Juarez when it's Easter time, too. Yeah, all right, fine. Sure, and then I'm going to sing to her. In the middle of telling her son's passed away, I'm going to start singing, all the lanterns are lighted, our friends are invited in chorus, united piñata. There's no need to remind us with blindfolds, they'll bind us, they'll turn us and wind us piñata. Aquí buena, aquí buena. Yes, this will be fun. So what do I do?
So I think you need a caller, because I'm on my cell phone, and I can't do a three-way caller.
All right, we'll get the phone number from you. Hang on. This is going to be great.